This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Perazil. Active ingredient, pyrindoprolobamine. This leaflet provides important information about taking Perazil. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about taking Perazil. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I taking Perazil? Perazil contains the active ingredient pyrindoprolobamine. Pyrindopril belongs to a group of medicines called angiotensin-converting enzyme, ACE inhibitors. Perazil lowers high blood pressure, a condition which doctors call hypertension. Everyone has blood pressure. This pressure helps get your blood all around the body. Your blood pressure may be different at different times of the day, depending on how busy or worried you are. You have high blood pressure when your blood pressure stays higher than is needed, even when you are calm or relaxed. There are usually no symptoms of high blood pressure. The only way of knowing that you have it is to have your blood pressure checked on a regular basis. If high blood pressure is not treated, it can lead to serious health problems. You may feel fine and have no symptoms, but eventually it can cause stroke, heart disease and kidney failure. Perazil helps lower your blood pressure. You may be prescribed Perazil for heart failure. Heart failure means that the heart muscle cannot pump blood strongly enough to supply all the blood needed throughout the body. Heart failure is not the same as heart attack, and does not mean that the heart stops working. Some people develop heart failure after having had a heart attack. However, there are also other causes of heart failure. Heart failure may start off with no symptoms, but as the condition progresses, you may feel short of breath or may get tired easily after light physical activity such as walking. You may wake up short of breath at night. Fluid may collect in different parts of the body, often first noticed as swollen ankles and feet. In severe heart failure, symptoms may occur even at rest. Perazil helps to treat heart failure. If you follow your doctor's advice, your ability to perform daily activities may improve. You may breathe more easily, feel less tight, and have less swelling. You may also have been prescribed Perazil if you have coronary artery disease. Coronary artery disease is narrowing of the vessels carrying blood to the heart. In patients with coronary artery disease, Perazil has been shown to reduce some of the risks, including heart attacks. What should I know before I take Perazil? Warnings. There are some people who shouldn't take Perazil. Please read the list below. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any questions, please consult your doctor. Do not take Perazil if you are allergic to pyrindoprol, or any other ACE inhibitor, or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can take this medicine. You have experienced symptoms such as wheezing, swelling of the face, tongue, lips, or throat, intense itching, or severe skin rashes with previous ACE inhibitor treatment, or if you or a member of your family have had these symptoms either spontaneously or in response to another medicine in the past, a rare condition called angioedema. You undergo treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, that may increase your risk of allergic reactions. Treatments such as renal dialysis or hemofiltration using polyacrylonitrile membranes, low-density lipoprotein, LDL apheresis, a technique where LDL is filtered out of the blood, using dextran sulfate. You are treated with a blood pressure-lowering medicine containing allosquirin and have diabetes or impaired kidney function. You have kidney problems where the blood supply to your kidneys is reduced, renal artery stenosis. You are treated with sacubitril/valsartan medicine used to treat long-term heart failure as the risk of angioedema, rapid swelling under the skin in an area such as the throat is increased. See also tell your doctor straight away, and what if I'm taking other medicines sections. The packaging is damaged or shows signs of tampering. The expiry date, EXP on the pack has passed. Tell your doctor straight away if you are pregnant or become pregnant while taking Perazil, as it may cause serious harm to your baby. You are undergoing desensitization treatment or have had an allergic reaction during previous desensitization treatment, e.g. treatments using bee, wasp, or ant venom. You are undergoing, or you are intending to undergo, treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments. You are to undergo anesthesia anal surgery. You have recently suffered from diarrhea or vomiting, already hydrated. You are on a salt-restricted diet or use salt substitutes which contain potassium. You have an intolerance to some sugars, as Pericil contains lactose. You are taking lithium, used to treat mania or depression. You are taking any of the following medicines, used to treat high blood pressure. An angiotensin II receptor blocker, also known as ARBs, or sartans, for example valsartan, telmisartan, irbesartan, in particular if you have diabetes-related kidney problems. Alisartan, sacubitril, available as fixed-dose combination with another medicine valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure. You have any other health problems, including kidney disease, or if you are on renal dialysis, aortic stenosis, narrowing of the main blood vessel leading from the heart, liver disease, high or low levels of potassium, or other problems with salt balance, diabetes, low blood pressure, heart disease, including hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, heart muscle disease, systemic lupus erythematosus, or scleroderma, a disease affecting the skin, joints, and kidneys, are of African origin, since you may have a higher risk of angioedema and this medicine is less effective in lowering your blood pressure, have abnormally increased levels of a hormone called aldosterone in your blood, primary aldosteronism. If you think any of these situations apply to you, or you have any doubts or questions about taking Pericil, consult your doctor or pharmacist. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Do not take if you are pregnant or plan to become pregnant. Do not take if you are breastfeeding or plan to breastfeed. It is important to tell your doctor if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant, or if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. For older people or children, Pericil can generally be used safely by elderly people. However, reduced kidney function is often found in elderly people, and in this case, the starting dose should always be 2 mg. Pericil is not recommended for children. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Taking Pericil may change the effect of some medicines, and some medicines may affect how well Pericil works. You may need different amounts of your medication, or to take different medicines. The medicines that may interact with Pericil include the following. Some medications used to treat high blood pressure, including angiotensin receptor blockers, alisartan, see also do not take Pericil if, and tell your doctor straight away if sections, diuretics, sometimes called fluid or water tablets, because they increase the amount of urine passed each day. Some treatments where your blood is treated outside of the body, also known as extracorporeal treatments, see also do not take Pericil if, and tell your doctor straight away if sections. Some antibiotics and medicines used to treat infections. Some anti-inflammatory drugs, including high-dose aspirin, ibuprofen for pain relief. Medicines used to treat mood swings and some types of depression, lithium, tricyclic antidepressants, antipsychotics. Potassium-sparing diuretics, sources of potassium, like potassium tablet and salt substitutes containing potassium, other drugs which can increase potassium in your body, such as heparin, a medicine used to thin blood to prevent clots, cotrimoxazole also known as trimethoprim/sulfamethoxazole for infections caused by bacteria, and cyclosporin, an immunosuppressant medicine used to prevent organ transplant rejection. Immunosuppressants, medicines which reduces the activity of the body's natural defenses. Vasodilators including nitrates. Medicines used to treat diabetes, tablets, and insulin. Medicines which may affect the blood cells, such as allopurinol, procainamide. Baclofen, a medicine used to treat muscle stiffness and diseases such as multiple sclerosis. Medicines used for the treatment of low blood pressure, shock, or asthma, e.g. ephedrine, noradrenaline, or adrenaline, epinephrine. Gold salts, especially with intravenous administration, used to treat symptoms of rheumatoid arthritis. Medicines which may increase the risk of angioedema, a severe allergic reaction such as mammalian target of rapamycin, MTOR inhibitors used to avoid rejection of transplanted organs, e.g. temsirolimus, sirolimus, everolimus, sacubitril, available as fixed-dose combination with valsartan, used to treat long-term heart failure. See also do not take pericillin, and tell your doctor straight away if sections. Glitins used to treat diabetes, e.g. linagliptin, saxagliptin, sitagliptin, vildagliptin, alogliptin. It is a good idea to remind your doctor of all other medicines you take. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or avoid while taking pericillin. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect pericillin. How do I take pericillin? How much to take? The dose of pericillin you may need each day will be decided and adjusted by your doctor. This will normally be 2 mg, 4 mg, or 8 mg once daily for high blood pressure, and for people with coronary artery disease, and 2 mg to 4 mg once daily for heart failure. When to take pericillin? Swallow the tablet or tablets with water, preferably in the morning before a meal. If you forget to take pericillin should be taken regularly at the same time each day. If it is almost time for your next dose, skip the dose you missed, and take your next dose when you are meant to. Otherwise, take it as soon as you remember, and then go back to taking it as you would normally. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose you missed. How long to take it? Pericillin helps control your blood pressure, or heart failure, or coronary artery disease, but does not cure it. Continue taking the tablets for as long as your doctor tells you. If you take too much pericillin, if you think that you or anyone else has taken too much pericillin, urgent medical attention may be needed. Taking too much pericillin, an overdose may cause low blood pressure, also known as hypotension. The most likely effect in case of overdose is low blood pressure, which can make you feel dizzy or faint. If this happens, lying down with the legs elevated can help. Other effects like sickness, cramps, sleepiness, confusion, kidney problems, salt, and water disturbances are possible. You may require urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6 for advice, or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. What should I know while taking pericillin? Things you should do. Take pericillin exactly as your doctor has prescribed. Otherwise you may not get the benefits from treatment. Tell all doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are involved with your treatment that you are taking pericillin. Make sure you drink enough water during exercise and hot weather, especially if you sweat a lot. This will help you avoid any dizziness or lightheadedness caused by a sudden drop in blood pressure. Tell your doctor straight away if you have excessive vomiting or diarrhea while taking pericillin. Call your doctor straight away or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital if you develop such symptoms described below. Swelling of your extremities, limbs, hands, or feet, lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. A fast and irregular heartbeat. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and, or around your neck and ears. A rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Difficulty in breathing. Severe blisters, skin rash, itching, erythema multiforme, or other allergic reactions. If you develop such symptoms described above, you should tell your doctor immediately, or go to the accident and emergency department at your nearest hospital. These side effects are extremely rare, but can become serious. Angioedema, a severe allergic reaction, has been reported in patients treated with ACE inhibitors, including pericillin. This may occur at any time during treatment. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are taking pericillin. Things you should not do. Do not give pericillin to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take pericillin to treat any other complaints, unless your doctor tells you to. Do not stop taking your medicine, or change the dosage without checking with your doctor. Do not stop taking your tablets, because you are feeling better, unless advised by your doctor. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how pericillin affects you. Take care when driving, or operating machinery, until you know how pericillin affects you. dizziness, or weariness due to low blood pressure may occur in certain patients, particularly at the start of treatment, or when Pericil is taken with another blood pressure lowering medicine. If you have any of these symptoms, do not drive, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous. Things to be careful of. If you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint when getting out of bed, or standing up, get up slowly. Standing up slowly, especially when you get up from bed, or chairs, will help your body get used to the change in position and blood pressure. If this problem continues, or gets worse, talk to your doctor. Looking after your medicine. Keep your tablets in the pack, until it is time to take them. If you take the tablets out of the pack, they may not keep well. Store below 25 degrees Celsius. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Heat or dampness can destroy some medicines. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. When to discard your medicine. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If your doctor tells you to stop taking Pericil, or the tablets have passed their expiry date, return any leftover tablets to your pharmacist for disposal. Are there any side effects? If you do not feel well while you are taking Pericil, then tell your doctor or pharmacist as soon as possible. All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. Gastrointestinal. Nausea, vomiting, taste disturbances, indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, stomach pain, or discomfort. Inflammation of the pancreas, pancreatitis. Mouth. Dry mouth. Swelling of the face, lips, mouth, tongue, or throat, which may cause difficulty in swallowing or breathing. Kidney and liver related. Kidney problems. Elevation of bilirubin levels in the blood, increases in liver enzymes. Kidney disease. Problems with production or passing of urine. Concentrated urine, dark in color, feel, or are sick, have muscle cramps, confusion, and fits, which may be due to inappropriate antidiuretic hormone. ADH secretion can occur with ACE inhibitors. If you have these symptoms, contact your doctor as soon as possible. Hepatitis. Respiratory and heart. Cough, often described as dry and irritating, shortness of breath, discomfort on exertion. Changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat, fast or irregular heartbeat. Difficulty breathing or wheezing. Eosinophilic pneumonia. Angina pectoris, a feeling of tightness, pressure, or heaviness in the chest. Changes in the rhythm or rate of the heartbeat. Swelling of hands, ankles, or feet. Blood and investigations. High levels in the blood of potassium, urea, and or creatinine. Low sodium levels in the blood. Increase in some white blood cells. Decreased blood sugar levels. Bleeding or bruising more easily than normal caused by a low blood platelet count. Frequent infections such as fever, severe chills, sore throat, or mouth ulcers caused by a lack of white blood cells. Pancytopenia, a rare type of anemia. Illnesses resulting from a lack of red blood cells. Vascular disorders. Hypotension. Vasculitis. Flushing. Impaired peripheral circulation. Discoloration, numbness, and pain in fingers, or toes. Raynaud's phenomenon. Musculoskeletal. Muscle cramps. Aching muscles, muscle tenderness, or weakness, not caused by exercise. Joint pain. Nervous system. Headache, dizziness, vertigo, pins, and needles. Confusion, or hallucinations. Psychiatric. Mood disturbance, sleep disturbances, difficulty sleeping, abnormal dreams, feeling sleepy or drowsy, fainting, depression. Skin. Rash, pruritus, itching, excessive sweating. Increased sensitivity of the skin to sun, skin rash, or inflammation of the skin, often including blisters that weep and become crusted. Worsening of psoriasis. Red, often itchy spots, similar to the rash of measles, which starts on the limbs and sometimes on the face and the rest of the body. Eye, ear, and nose. Vision disturbances. Tinnitus, persistent noise in the ears. Runny or blocked nose, sneezing, facial pressure or pain, nosebleeds, reproductive system, erectile dysfunction, general, feeling tight, lethargic, or weak, fever or high temperature, generally feeling unwell, falls, chest pain. What to do? Speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. Respiratory and heart. Difficulty in breathing. A fast and irregular heartbeat. Myocardial infarction, heart attack, stroke, skin. Purple spots with occasional blisters on the front of your arms and legs and, or around your neck and ears. A rare condition known as Stevens-Johnson syndrome. Severe blisters, skin rash, itching, erythema multiforme, or other allergic reactions. Swelling of your extremities, limbs, hands, or feet, lips, face, mouth, tongue, or throat. What to do? Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. Other uncommon side effects have been reported, and you should ask your doctor, pharmacist, or nurse if you want to know more. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Pericil contains. Active ingredient. Pyrindoprolobamine 2 mg, 4 mg, or 8 mg. Other ingredients. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Sodium bicarbonate. Lactose. Microcrystalline cellulose. Magnesium stearate. Chlorophyll and copper complex aluminium lake. Potential allergens. Sugars as lactose. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Pericil looks like. Pericil 2 mg a green colored mottled, round, biconvex tablets debossed with PT over 2 on one side of the tablet. And M on the other side. Available in blister packs of 30. Ostar 1, 7, 6, 5, 1, 6. Pericil 4 mg a green colored mottled, capsule shaped, biconvex tablets debossed with PC 4 on one side of the tablet. And M on the other side. Available in blister packs of 30. Ostar 1, 7, 6, 5, 1, 8. Pericil 8 mg a green colored mottled, round, biconvex tablets debossed with PT 8 on one side of the tablet. And M on the other side. Available in blister packs of 30. Ostar 1, 7, 6, 5, 1, 7. Who distributes Pericil? Alpha Farm Pty Limited, trading as Viatris. Level 1, 30 The Bond. 30 to 34 Hickson Road. Millers Point, New South Wales 2000. www.viatris.com.au. Phone 1-800-274-276. This leaflet was prepared in August 2024. Pericil is a Viatris company trademark. Pericil_CMI/org24/00.